This is Tom Fox. I think everyone knows of my love for classic monster movies. I've blogged about them, I have podcast about them, I've talked about them, and I've decided for the month of October, I'm going to mine great monsters, great mad scientists, and some of these creations for leadership lessons for compliance practitioners. So over the month of October on Popcorn and Compliance, I'm going to feature some of the lesser known movies from the classic movie monster era of Universal Pictures, 1931 to the mid-1940s. I hope you will enjoy this series. I hope you'll enjoy my love of classic monster movies. And I hope you'll listen to Popcorn and Compliance. This episode, Bela Lugosi as the mad scientist in Murders in Rumorg. The plot of this movie differs significantly from the book that it's based on, the great Edgar Allan Poe short story, The Murders in Rumorg. In the movie, the plot is about Dr. Miracle, who played by Bela Lugosi, a carnival sideshow entertainer and scientist who kidnaps Parisian women to mix their blood with that of his gorilla, Eric. As the experiment fails because of the quality of the victim's blood, Miracle meets with Camille L'Espanaye and has her kidnapped and her mother murdered, leading to suspicion falling on Camille's fiancé, Pierre Dupont, a medical student who has already become interested in the earlier movies. The adaption was only attached after being taken for only after Frankenstein took off. And as I mentioned, a very few of the plot elements remain in the script. And much of the story was changed to accommodate the mad scientist role for Lugosi. The film premiered in February 1932, and its wide release was censored throughout North America. The authors of the movie described the initial review of the films as harsh, and they later moved to lukewarm. But the film led to other Poe stories being adapted by Universal, and it would include The Black Cat and other roles. In this story, Mirabel is abducting young women and injecting them with ape blood to create a mate for Eric, his talking sideshow ape. Dupont, the medical student and detective and fiancé of Camille, and their friend visit Miracle's sideshow where he exhibits Eric. Both Miracle and his servant Janos are enchanted by Camille, who Miracle plans as the mate for Eric. Miracle invites Camille to take a closer look at Eric, who grabs her bonnet. Pierre then tries to retrieve the bonnet, but Eric tries to strangle him. Miracle restrains Eric and offers to replace the bonnet, but Camille is suspicious and is reluctant to give the doctor her address. They all leave, and Miracle orders Janos to follow them. One of Miracle's victims, a prostitute, is found dead in a river, and her body is taken to the police station. Pierre wants to examine the victim's blood, but the morgue keeper forbids it. Pierre bribes the morgue keeper to draw some of the victim's blood and deliver it to him the next day, where he discovers a foreign substance in the blood of the prostitute and other victims. Miracle visits Camille and asks her to visit Eric again, and when she refuses, Miracle sends Eric to kidnap her. Pierre, who is leaving his flat and hears Camille's screams, tries to enter her room, but it's locked. When Eric has retreated, the police arrive and arrest Pierre. Neither Camille nor her mother are found. A police prefect interviews three witnesses, an Italian, a German, and a Danish man, who all state they heard Camille screaming and someone else talking in a foreign language. Camille's mother is found dead with her body stuffed into the chimney and her hand clutching ape fur, from which Pierre deduces Eric may be involved. The police, along with Pierre, run to Miracle's hideout, where Eric turns against Miracle and strangles him. When the police arrive, Eric grabs Camille and the police chase him and shoot Janos, who tries to keep them at bay. The police corner Eric on the roof of a small dockside house. Eric confronts Pierre, who fatally shoots Eric, saving his fiancée from greater peril. Next, I'd like to take up some of the leadership and indeed ethical lessons from the movie version of Murders in Rue Morgue. So let's start with leadership and the dangers of obsession. Obviously, Dr. Miracle's blind obsession with proving his theory leads him to commit heinous acts. Effective leaders must remain balanced, open-minded, and willing to change their course of action based on new information or evidence. Two, the importance of ethical boundaries. Miracle's experiments on innocent women are not only morally reprehensible, but also fatal. Leaders should also be aware of the ethical implications of their decisions and actions, ensuring they do not harm others in the pursuit of their goals. Number three, the value of team loyalty. Interestingly, Eric the Gorilla eventually turns on Dr. Miracle. This can serve as a metaphorical lesson on the importance of treating team members with respect and kindness. Yes, even if they're a trained ape. If you mistreat or manipulate those around you, eventually they might turn against you. Number four, questioning authority. Pierre Dupont serves as an example of someone willing to question authority and investigate suspicious activities and obviously take a different path to solve a heinous crime. Business leaders should promote a culture where team members feel comfortable questioning strategies and decisions, leading to better informed choices. Number five, courage in adversity. Pierre Dupont shows determination and bravery when pursuing the truth and saving Camille. Leaders should be prepared to face challenges head-on and be willing to take risks when necessary to achieve their objectives and to protect their team. And finally, understanding motivations. Eric's attachment to Camille is complex and demonstrates even those who are metaphorical beasts or followers have their own motivations and desires. A good leader will try to understand the motivation of their team members and work with them to achieve mutual goals. But always remember, this movie version is a fictional horror story. So taking a look at these leadership lessons from this rather unconventional source can provide a unique and fresh perspective on the topics. Next up, I'd like to perhaps consider some ethical lessons from this movie. They're going to overlap, obviously, some of the leadership lessons, but I think they're worth considering literally on their own. So number one, the sanctity of life. Dr. Miracle's experiments on innocent women are both morally and ethically wrong. The movie demonstrates the disastrous consequences that arise when someone disregards the sanctity of life in pursuit of personal or scientific objectives. Number two, consent and autonomy. Kidnapping and performing experiments on unsuspecting individuals, as Miracle does here, played by Bela Lugosi, grossly violates the principle of consent and personal autonomy. Every individual has the right to control what happens to his or her own body. Number three, the limits of science. While science and research are both critical for human advancement, there are ethical boundaries that cannot and should not be crossed. The obsession with proving a theory, such as Dr. Miracle's actions, should never come at the expense of human life or of dignity. Number four, responsibility for one's own actions. Dr. Miracle faces consequences for his unethical practices, and the movie underscores the idea that actions have repercussions and individuals must be held accountable for their unethical deeds. Number five, exploitation of the vulnerable. Miracle targets women whom he believes will not be missed by society. This film brings to life the ethical concerns surrounding the exploitation of vulnerable populations for personal or scientific gains. Interestingly, number six is animal rights and cruelty. The use of Eric the Gorilla in the experiments and sideshow touches on issues related to animal rights and cruelty, even if those rights and visions of cruelty have changed in the nearly 100 years since the film came out. Eric's actions and fate hint at potential consequences of mistreating animals. Number seven, questioning morality versus legality. While what Dr. Miracle does is doing may not seem illegal in the setting of the movie, it is undoubtedly immoral. The highlights the difference between what is legal and what is ethical and moral, or what you can do versus what you shouldn't do. And finally, number 8, power dynamics and abuse. Dr. Miracle holds significant power over both his human victim and Eric. The film serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of unchecked power and the potential for abuse. Once again, this is a work of fiction, but its narrative touches on deep-seated ethical issues which resonated with audiences in 1932 and still resonate with audiences today. Prompt reflection on the nature of morality, the role of science, and individual rights are a key component in thinking about the 1932 version of Murders in Rue Morgue. This is Tom Fox again. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Popcorn and Compliance. As I mentioned in the intro, I'm going to be exploring some of the lesser-known Universal movies from 1931 through the mid-40s in the classic monster movie vein. I hope you'll join me through my exploration on the next consecutive Friday, so we'll have 4 total Popcorn and Compliance episodes. If you've enjoyed this episode, I hope you'll subscribe, rate, and review wherever great podcasts are listened to. Popcorn and Compliance is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.